come back to my place and spend the night, I should like have like a, like before she goes to bed, she's gonna wanna like wash her face, right? Like women wash their face before bed. That's like a thing I've seen, in like nature documentaries or whatever. So I had told myself like I should probably go to the store and I should get like women's face soap. Obviously, this is a thing every single man has in his home, right? That's not weird. So I went to a Target. I was like, I'm going to get some women's face soap, as single men do. And I looked in the soap section. It wasn't in the soap section. I don't know if you know this, fellas, but if you go, like, there's, like, the normal soap. There's, like, the Dove and, like, the heavily gendered, like, male soap that makes you smell like a basketball or something. And it's not over there. That's not where they put that soap at all. I found myself eventually in, like, the makeup section, which is a very different world. That's where there's, like, mirrors, and they're all magnified, so your pores look like craters, and they got these harsh lights that make everyone look like garbage. And I was like, oh, this is where the face soap is for women. Great. And I'm there, and I'm clearly, like, I'm, like, very lost, and the clerk sees me, and she's like, hey, fella, what are you looking to get there? I was like, face soap for a lady so she can wash her face. And then she said, what kind of skin does she have? And I could have said, like, cards on the table, it's not really for like a specific lady. I don't know why I'm here. I think I just want to feel like a good, nurturing person, and I miss that. What I actually said to her was, medium. She's got mediums, like not like too dry, not too oily, but like right in the middle, like real 50th percentile kind of skin. She's like, all right, idiot. And she just pointed towards something, and I spent too much money. Side note, as a single dude, for Christmas this last year, my dad got me a bag of toothbrushes. Let me explain. The reason for this is twofold. One, he's cleaning house, and I appreciate that. And he has his own electric toothbrush, but he still goes to the dentist and he gets all these toothbrushes. He doesn't throw them out. So he just had a bag of toothbrushes. And he's like, hey, son, you're a single man about town. If you have a guest, you should let them brush their teeth. Here's a bag of toothbrushes. Merry Christmas. So this is just a weird time for having new things in my home, whether it be toothbrushes or soap. So that's kind of what I'm experiencing at the moment. So I buy the face soap and I bring it home and I realize I'm a crazy person. That's a horror. I can't be like, well, hello, thank you. Well, things seem to be going well. It looks like you're going to be spending the evening with me. Let me get out the soap I bought for you before I met you, and you can wash your face. I'm assuming you're going to do that. And so I just got home, and like immediately, I can't be like, yeah, well, this is the soap I keep for all the women that I have here. Welcome to my sexual bed and breakfast. So I just went home and like threw it under the sink, and it's still there. It's been there for over a year. I've just banished it there out of shame. So I guess the lesson here is to follow your heart, even if it's really stupid, and you might learn something about yourself. All right, thank you.
Our next piece comes from another new friend of the show in 2015, Miss Tracy Hall, who, like last week's Mike Josie, came to us through Tanner Woodford, a wonderful human being you'll be seeing more from next year. Back in June, Tracy told a fantastic story about Kwanzaa that had a lot of great cultural depth a lot of us probably didn't know, and it taught us a lot. But in the end, I really loved what our dear friend and fan Ben Rathert had to say about this story. Ben says, "Hilarious! It was like a dump truck of funny backing up, beeping sound and all, and I just couldn't get out of the way." That is a very vivid image from our dear friend Ben. And here is Tracy Hall.
An activist academic during the post-civil rights Black Power movement named Marlena Karenga came up with the notion of an African-American holiday called Kwanzaa, meaning first fruits of the labor, in 1966 as a way of creating a holiday rooted in the African tradition. Celebrated just after Christmas from December 26th to January 1st, by the time I became a young adult, this African-American holiday, Kwanzaa, had not only taken hold of African-American imagination, it had also taken hold of my African-American imaginary as a teen. It's based on seven principles. The first one, Umoja, which means unity. The second one, Kujichagulia, which means self-determination. I would later study Swahili, and the G is reflexive. So you can say, I cut myself. Niji kata. You know, it's like really important. You put that G in there, you did it to yourself, and I think that's hot. What other languages do? Also, to say et cetera in Swahili, it's nakadalika, nakadalika, nakadalika. So, you know, it's a hot language anyway. Ujima, which means collective work and responsibility. Ujamaa, which means to build, or cooperative economics. Nia, which means purpose. And then Kuumba, which means creativity. And then finally, Imani, which is faith. All right, so now, I was really into Kwanzaa. I got into Kwanzaa because it seemed like all the hip and cool people around me were in Kwanzaa. They were like into it. As soon as